It's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, just recently we had a windstorm that knocked out power, and the snow had people in a quandary a couple of weeks ago because you're not expecting it and you may not be prepared for it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, preparing for those disruptions.
Absolutely. But, you know, even more tragic is people are expecting it and they're still not prepared for it.
Right.
So what we want to talk about is every family should have a disaster recovery plan. Now, once again, we're not going to be able to go into all the details of this. We encourage people to go to the website at moneysmartlife.org. Go right to the homepage, click the bingeable blog post button. It'll take you right to this current blog post. But basically, Randy, in summary, there's three types of disasters that a family should be prepared for. Number one is the type of disaster where everybody is affected by the same catastrophe. That's what you're talking about. A weather event, power outages, those kinds of things. In fact, we give a list of the different types of disasters, but you should be able to sustain you and your family for 3 to 7 days in such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once again, go to the website at moneysmartlife.org, and we give you some details on that. The second type of disaster is where only your family's affected. Job loss, income loss, disability, sickness, something like that, reduced hours, temporary layoffs. In that situation, you should be prepared to sustain your family for 30 days. We're talking about with food. We're not just talking about with money here. We're talking about having a store of food that allows you to sustain your family. Once again, 3 days, 7 days, and 30 days. There's a lot of detail in this, Randy, but it's important. If you're going to achieve any kind of sense of financial well-being, you have to be prepared for the shocks in life that are going to happen.
Yep.
Nobody's exempt. So having an emergency fund that consists of money, we've talked about that, gold, $2,467, as well as some store food, can really give you some security in tough situations. And guess what, Randy?
Yeah.
This time of year is the best time of year to lay up a food store because food is on sale during the holidays.
For sure.
Big time. So once again, we encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org. You can also go to our YouTube channel and go to takecontroltuesday.com to get the full report.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.